I really don't have much. I would like to ask the board to be mindful moving forward, this budget season coming up, that at current revenue expenditure rate, the county's going to need 20% more revenue than what AdValorem's bringing in right now to fund this current budget we have. 20% increase. So that's going to be a significant increase. I don't want there to be any wondering, guessing about this, but to fund what we're at right now, we would almost have to be at 2.1 mills above our maximum millage rate we're at now at 10 mills. We'd have to be at 12.1 mills with a MSTU. We're maxed right now on mills at 10. But please be mindful going into the budget season that whether it's a franchise fee or whatever, it's going to take a 20% increase over what AdValorem taxes are now to fund the budget we have right now. So I just ask the board to please think about that.
So, Mr. Clark, that's with all the effort that's gone into, all the cuts that have been made, and so we continue in this county for our expenditures to continue to rise, and our revenue either stays where it is or goes lower.
Correct.
So mathematically, and don't anybody here criticize me for where I went to school, but mathematically, that doesn't work. It just doesn't work. And we've been saying it for years, and it just doesn't work. So where in the hell is the money going in this county?
It's going everywhere. If you go back 5 years and look at every department in this county and look at where they're at now, whether it's operating expenditures or whether it's personnel, a little bit here and a little bit there, you know, $100,000, that's 1% of the entire county budget. You know, if we approve something, a piece of equipment, $100,000, that's 1% of your approved budget extra. So every time we do 100, 200, 300, you're going 3% of your budget more, 4% of your budget more. Every time you approve a piece of equipment, that's $100,000, $200,000, which is great to have. But that $200,000 is 2% of the already approved budget that's getting approved extra. And
I understand what you're saying there, Mr. Clerk. I do. Trust me. But again, you know, to provide the services to the citizens of Bradford County in a limited, what I would consider a limited level of service, just mathematically, it's just not working.
We have to crawl before we walk.
I understand that. We've been crawling for years.
Well, we're going to have to go to a fast crawl.
I think we need to slow.
We're not ready to walk with these kind of expenditures, these kind of revenues. When you look around to other counties, I mean, Baker County, they do have a franchise fee, but they're running off 8.2, 8.4 mills. We're maxed out at 10.
I understand that. But then you talk about personnel and you talk about equipment and things like that. I mean, a fair comparison, if there is such, with any county, would be compare every single one of those items.
Correct. Correct.
And we're off balance.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely off balance.
We are just going to be tough decisions that we made.
We've made a lot of tough decisions, I think. And again, I think we've put those tough decisions on each department.
And we're still upside down.
We're not even halfway through the year yet. Right? Halfway.
So, Mr. Thompson, so when you look and do a critical analysis of the expenditures and how the money is flowing out in your analysis, is there waste someplace?
When you look around, our health insurance probably costs twice what any municipality pays in the state of Florida. I would have to guess at $12,000 a year. That's one of the glaring things that stick out. We have people in departments here that start out more money than department, than counties that are $200,000, $175,000, $200,000. The starting pay is more here than it is there. I mean, we're off kilter in several areas. If any of you would like to come by my office and talk, I'll look at the whole thing. I mean, we'll do some comparisons with other counties, look around, see what other counties are spending for, you know, law enforcement, what they're spending for fire and rescue, what they're spending for public works. I mean, there's just hundreds of things. There's hundreds of things here that, you know, but nobody wants to change anything. Nobody wants to get cheaper insurance. Nobody wants to get, you know, nobody wants to sacrifice anything. I've sacrificed. I love this county. I love this county. I went to school here, raised here, kid raised here, school here. I love this place. And I feel like we're doing a disservice to the citizens of Bradford County. Maxed out at 10 meals, and we need 20% more. That's a disservice to everybody in this audience. That's a disservice to everybody in this county.
So could you provide us a list of those areas that we need to look at closely so that we can take a look and see what we can do?
I'll give you comparisons of every department here. That's what you'd like. I mean, every call center, everything we have. This isn't cutting it, being maxed out in millage and not being able to balance a budget.
No, it's not.
Because we
no.
can't go over 10 mills, we can't. But it looks like we need to look at our budget a lot closer, and if we can look critically at where we are overspending and what we can do differently, we'll have to do that.
I'll start putting some stuff together for you, the county manager's office.
Yeah, I guess my question would be, if I might, Mr. Chairman, because Commissioner Spooner used the word overspending, but are you suggesting that we're overspent by 20%, or are you suggesting that as we move into developing a budget for 22-23, that in order to maintain the same operational level, we'd have to consider 20% more than we are now? So the board approved a budget for 21-22, that balanced at 10 mills, granted. But we're not overspent by 20% on that budget at less than halfway through the year.
Oh, no. I'm just saying revenues and expenditures here. We're overspending revenue by 20%, 15-20% on ad valorem taxes. That's what I was saying. I want you to realize that whatever you're going to need, however you raise this money, the balance that we're going to be. Now, we're not out of money right now. I mean, we started out with $500,000 for the last several years. Deficits, we were balancing out of reserves. And now we're to the point of where, with things that have transpired over the last year and a half, 2 years, that $500,000 snowballed into a $1.7 to $2 million deficit. And you take that $2 million number, and look at what we raised in ad valorem taxes, $10 million. It's going to take 20% more than what ad valorem has right now to balance the budget.
If I may, I think also just to help keep it in simple terms, we're budgeting with non-reoccurring revenue every year. So I think that's, in short, in a nutshell, the point that we all here recognize and just want to make sure that the board is cognizant of. And part of Mr. Sexton's earlier report at the March meeting, when we give expenditure reports, finance is working on a detailed spreadsheet that she plans to present and the departments will present, and we're working collectively here at this, the county manager, our office, to help show you, here's the budget that you approved. Here's where we had to pull revenue to be able to balance that budget as far as non-reoccurring revenue, things of that nature. And here is where we are at with our spending and where we're pulling from. And each month, you're going to see, okay, we're pulling from this fund balance, and now we're about to zero out that fund balance, and now we need to pull from here. Or the property tax revenue has come online come November, because that's when folks start to pay, so now we'll have some revenue to be able to balance these other areas. And it's going to be a little bit more transparent. It's going to be very detailed, something we've never really did a deep dive in before, that Dana's going to be working on. And so, to the clerk's point, he's just wanting to make you aware of that, and we're going to be presenting a deeper dive of that.
Okay. So therefore, Ms. Rogan and Mr. Thompson, can we do then the analysis of variance for those things that are non-reoccurring so that we see where the deficit may occur, so that we'll have a comparison of this is what we got, this is what we have currently, and we have that based on a one-time fund, but next year we won't have this, so that we can critically look at that and see where we need to do things differently. Does that make sense?
That's what CARES, I mean, that's
a
perfect example. ARPA is a perfect example, yes.
The CARES funds, and I hope not the ARPA funds, but the, used the CARES funding last year to balance that budget that was $1.5 million over, $1.7 million over. We just keep kicking this can down the road, and we just keep kicking further and further and further and further down the road. I would just ask the board to try to balance and try to do what you gotta do. But we, it's gonna take 20% to stay where we're at right now, increase.
So is our finance and budget office, being the clerk's office, what are we doing to work towards, we need to have a fund balance policy. What's our fund balance policy that we currently have in place, and what do we need to do to make sure, just as I was saying to the sheriff with the jail set-aside funds, that we have something in place so that when we get to that point to where we have the rainy day, that we're not relying on non-reoccurring funds, and that we can look at those fund balances and say, so for instance, if we get into the next budget season and we say, okay, here's the fund balance, that we're not pulling from these fund balances, robbing Peter to pay Paul. We need to make sure that each fund balance is, I think it's to protect everyone. Mm-hmm. It's to protect each department, and it's to protect the county, it's to protect the citizens.
Previous clerk, Jim Farrell, his policy was basically to leave the fund balance there year after year after year, to the best of my understanding, and carry him over for years. And that's just was the way things were done. We're actually trying to get a instituted with the county manager's office, we're trying to institute a new policy on fund balances to where you get to the end of the year, they go back to the general fund. We're working on that right now.
Okay.
It's funny you mentioned that because we actually started a week before last working on that analysis.
Okay.
It's tricky because the auditors, when they come at the end of the year, if you have to pull that money from general fund, you have to do budget revisions, and it's just the way Jim always did it. We're trying to change that.
Okay. All right. So I'm sure you'll keep us updated.
Yeah.
We've
been working closely with the county manager's office on it.
Okay. Thank you for that.